Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1128. Visible translated text is as follows. 97 Factory. The times was when women came up there and tried to get money to get him out. I have seen these books scattered all over the factory, whole books and parts of books. I have seen them since this murder, both before and after. I have seen sheets sometimes. I knew that Jim could write. I have given him and the other Negroes tablets like States Exhibit H. They are kept everywhere in the factory. They would go down in the basement and write. I did not talk to Frank on Monday or Tuesday about Jim Conley's peculiar conduct after the murder. I talked to Darley. Redirect examination. When I stated that it took 2.5 hours to 3 hours to make up the financial sheet, I meant without any interruptions. We have quite a few interruptions on Saturdays. Salesmen drop in, draymen and people come in, for their envelopes after we have paid off. When I said to Mr. Dorsey that he might do the work from 8:30 to 10:30, I had reference purely to the financial sheet. Making the entries in the house order book, requisitions, and dictating the correspondence, I did not include. The correspondence and the entries in the requisition book is usually done in the morning. We usually go to Montag Brothers about 8:30, get the mail, come right back, acknowledge the orders, and answer the correspondence. I have never known Mr. Frank to take up the financial sheet before the afternoon. After he finished his financial, Mr. Frank would usually make 2 copies of the result of it and send one of them to his uncle, who is a stockholder, and the other to Mr. Pat Penheimer, who is the president. My estimate of the time was 2.5 hours for the financial sheet and 1.5 hours for the other work. Mr. Dorsey's picture, States Exhibit A, shows nothing in the Clark Wooden Ware Company except the front of it. It has left out every scuttle hole and toilet and everything there. It fails to show the door that enters into the partition to the basement. Hasn't got either one of these 2 front doors. Mr. Frank's wife frequently did some shorthand work for him on Saturday afternoons. I have seen her there often when we were behind in our work. The Haskellene did not hide the red spots at all. You couldn't tell whether it was on top or on bottom of the red. It is nothing unusual for the white stuff to be spilled all over the metal room. I did not know that Conley was denying that he could write in the station house for quite a while. The Pinkerton men came over to the factory to find out if he could. I looked all over and found a card where he had signed a signature for a jeweler for a watch. The detectives found the information by coming to the factory. The Negroes always ate in the basement. Conley was familiar with the basement. Mr. Dorsey subpoenaed me to his office. He subpoenaed some of the others. I think he phoned to me. Empty sacks are usually moved a few hours after they are taken off the cotton.